stayed there too much. For that reason, every day I'm here at after Mincha for those who want to speak to me in the sugya. And today I'll add also from 5:30 to 6 if there are people who want to speak to me because I wasn't available this morning. There's an emergency. A lot of the times I'm in the Nazir room, and you can see me in the Beis Medrash if it's something that's very important. Okay. Be'ezer Hashem. We saw a Gemara. And the Gemara taught us Ruach Pargu Eino Ragin. And we saw different shitas in regards to Hargu Eino Ragin. We didn't summarize the different approaches in the, if you will, even Balei Machshava, for why we say Hargu Eino Ragin, and then we're going to pick up with the Ritva's explanation of the Shitas HaRamban. But first, it might be relevant to later on as well. I want to share with you, everybody should know, if they do the Sugya of Hargu Eino Ragin, they should know a beautiful Ramban ala Torah, that the Ramban writes on the Pasuk, in Yutes, that the Terak Dosha says, Vasisim Loikash Zaman Lasis Loachiv. So the Rabban suggests a tambedover. Vatamba ze bavur ki mishpat ha'edim hamuzamin b'gzeres hashalit shem shnayim shnayim. It's really two against two. And he says, Abel nera gruvein nach shov shoye emes kol shayir hidu alav harishonim ki bavono meis. Now, I'm not going to teach this to, what's it called? What's Eisha Torah's Essentials class, right? That's what they call it, Eisha Torah Essentials. This Ramban, you have to already be a mami to internalize, because obviously there are philosophical questions that you could ask on the Ramban. But you should know, if we're doing the sugya, you should know what the Ramban says. The Ramban suggests the reason why we say kashazama below kasharasa is if it was already kasharasa and Reuven was already put to death, says the Ramban, it must be that there is some type of validity. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed an innocent man like Reuven to be put to death, then there must have been some type of reason that Reuven was put to death. Oh, very good. Similar to the Kesem Mishnah, excellent. Similar to the Kesem Mishnah, second answer. But I want you to see it in the Ramban itself. You should be able to put together the Torah with the Halacha. So the Ramban Yutes says this. So he says, therefore, if he was already put to death, that means Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch on a certain level wanted Yosef and Binyamin to be made against Reuven. And for that reason, once he was put to death, when Yisachar and Zvulun come along and they say, Yosef, it's very hard to hear from over there. He doesn't hear me. That it's very hard to hear from over there. They did install the thing, so it's kedai. There's a lot of room here. So for that reason, Yosef and Yamin already testified on this fact, so then, and he was already put to death, so then it could very well be that Yosef and Binyamin are not entirely off. Even if they themselves, it seems, are lying when Yisachar and Zvulun say Manu Ayisim. That's the approach of the Ramban. I didn't have a chance to look it up, but I saw quoted the name of Rabbeinu Bechaya, another Mahalach, which is then going to be relevant to our Ritva. Don't try to guess how it's relevant, but let me just tell you, you should know this Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya says something very fascinating. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, Kashazama velo kasharasa, he says, when you have the two against the two, when you have Shimon Reuven alive, so who's saying Reuven didn't kill? So Reuven admitted that he killed, so there's nothing to talk about. The Bezdin will close the doors. Whether you put Reuven to death in such a case, that's a different story. But if Reuven walks in and says, I killed, then there's no need for Yosef and Binyamin to be made at all. So what is the Pashtus, what we're talking about? We're talking about that you have Yosef and Binyamin that are being made against Reuven. He says, no, I didn't kill. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya something very interesting. He says the whole part of Eidim Zomim is a two against two, right? We're struggling with why it is that we believe Yisachar and Zvulun over Yosef and Binyamin. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, but when Reuven is alive, it's three against two. That's what he suggests. That's why I still quoted his name. that it's 3 against 2. If it's 3 against 2, so then in such a case, we believe Yisachar and Zvulun over Yosef and Binyamin. The moment Reuven is dead, it's now 2 against 2. So he wants to say, that's why we don't say Kasher Rasa, because the Nidon has a say. This is a massive Chiddush, it's a massive Chiddush. I'm going to argue that the Ritva doesn't agree with this, even in this case. Aside from the fact that you can ask other questions, la halacha, we're going to see that the Ritva doesn't assume this way. You should know this Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechaya mentioning, because it will be relevant as the Ritva comes along. Now, the Ramban is the one who expressly expressly disagrees with those who say that you say kasher zaman velo kasher asa when it comes to mamonos. We saw the opening lines in the Ramban yesterday, where the Ramban says black on white that even though the Gemara says that if Reuven didn't pay, then in such a case you have the rule of kasher zaman, says the Ramban, some people made a mistake and thought that that meant we would say kasher zaman velo kasher asa when it comes to mamonos. And that, he says, is incorrect. Says the Ramban, let's take a look at the Ramban by us. The Ainu on Daf Beis and Beis. Teda, Shrei Mamon Biyad Baila Mishalim, Lav Lemen Roshim Shomu Ein Mishalim, El Lomar Sha'abo Mishalo Shilmu Mishalim, Umiyu, Kiva Nechilo Shilmu Mishalim, Knasa Haver, Lo Olam, Velo Mishalim Al Pi Atzmo. Since there is an idea that you're chayiv as Eidim Zomim, even if there wasn't a payment, that's a simin that it's a knas. That's the position of Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva. Klomar shim amru uzbu bezin eim shalman afal pi shishilem al piyem elin kain hodu beemes eidu shekari adnu devade mishalman. Says Rabban, if they're moda on their own that they were Muzam Bebezdin, they don't. In Muzam Nu Bebezdin, that we were Muzam Bebezdin.
Rabbi's
talking about
the first
day.
The first day, it's not the second
day. Shemamru, Muzam Nu Bebezdin. So then, in such a case, A Mishalman, they don't pay. Thank you, Eitan, defending me. Afal Misha Shilan Al Piyet. Ella and Cain, only if Hodu, they admit the MS, Eidu Sheker Yadnu, that we testified falsely, not what happened in Bezdin. The Vaday Mishalman, that certainly they would pay. The Lo Gora Midina De Garmi, V'Dones Adinu Kiyotzebo. The Ramban says that if the Eidim are Moda Eidu Sheker Yadnu, and we cause Reuven to pay Shimon falsely, so then in such a case, even Rabbi Akiva would say you're chayiv. Why? That's a sugya in Sanhedrin. In the footnotes in the Ritva, they give you another Gemara. They point out to Bava Kama, Daf Kuf. It's also sugya quite explicitly in Sanhedrin on Daf Vav or so. They point out Bava Kama, Daf Kuf. There, the Gemara tells us the following. If a dayan makes a mistake and causes someone to pay an instance where the individual is not chayiv to pay, so then the halacha is that they have to pay back the nidon for the loss, because even though it's not a direct hezek, it's called the case of garmi. Now, what is the difference between garmi and grama? We're not going to get involved with at all. But they are the cause, and grama you should know is pater. Garmi the halacha is that you're chayiv. Says the Ramban, is no less than someone, a dayan who makes a mistake and caused Reuven to pay erroneously to Shimon. So in such a case, they have to rectify that loss, and these Eidim Zalman are going to be chayiv b'toras garmi. Let's take a look at the Ritva. I wanted to spend more time on the Ritva, a little bit less time on the Ramban. Let's take a look at the Ritva. I'm not saying really sheer on this Ritva. I just want to lay out that you should know the basic yesodos of this Ritva. If you do the sugya kasherzav below kasherasa, you have to know the sheet of the Ramban, the Ritva. I like to say more sheer on the daf of the Gemara that we're learning. I'm not going to spend, you saw that there were two, in general, when I put two topics on the Marmikomos, I plan to get to both topics of the Marmikomos. Let's take a look at the Ritz Bowl. Mikol makom le'in apsach. Hecha shechayvu mama mashina in kodem shuzmu v'achat hakuzmu. Das Rabbeinu HaRamban shemishalme mishum dina digarmi. You have to pay because of garmi. The low gora mi'edionis hadin darinan masha asa asui umeshale mi'beisu mishum dina digarmi. V'dav ge'echa d'leisa l'mamun d'lahadr. When do the Edom Zomen have to pay? When Shimon no longer has Reuven's money that Reuven paid falsely. Al hecha d'isla mona hada d'shaloki din shakla. V'kima shechoze l'bayla, mama l'bayla, ein karta shumana Edom, d'alega dina d'garmi. So, they're going to be chayv to pay because of Dina de Garmi. What is Mefurish from the Ritva? And he'll say it out black on white in a few moments, even more explicitly. That of course, when it comes to the halacha over here of the Edim, do we say Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Rasa? Or don't we say Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Rasa when it comes to Mamanus? What do you think from the Ritva? Everybody follow me? The Ramban said that the halacha is lav lememar shim shalmuay mishalmin elomar shavu bishlo shilmu mishalmin. Really? The Ramban said the Chura, the Ramban's black on white. That not only do the Edom Zomen have to pay when it's Kasher Zomen, even when it's Kasher Asa.
It didn't know.
Oh, so that's Lechura going to be our sticky point over here. What does the Ritva say the reason why the Edom have to pay? Oh, not Zomen, Lechura. Rabosai, the Ritva that I wanted you to focus on says the Edom, Aaron, stand up, says that the Edom have to pay. Why? Why did they say the Edom have to pay? Why does Ritva say the Edom have to pay? Because the Dina de Garmi, which is mashma, the outside, what's Dina de Garmi mean? Could anybody explain to me? According to the Ritva, why is it that you have to pay over here? Why do you have to pay? Yes, Aaron?
Kasher Asa, you literally made them lose money, so you should have to pay them. You should have to pay their losses because you made it all.
That's not what the Ritva said. Like, so far, that's not what the Ritva said. So far, the Ritva said the reason is not because of Kasher Zaman, but because of a totally different rule called Garmi. What is Garmi? Let's explain what Garmi is. Garmi is the following. Garmi is that even if halachically it's not considered as if I did a direct action to him. For example, in the beginning of Baba Basra, they discuss what happens if I plant klayim next to your field. In other words, I plant grapes next to your wheat, and now your wheat becomes aser. Now, I never did any maisa to you, but it happens to be now your wheat is aser. But maybe yavin, just in brackets, no one believes that the taste of grapes goes into someone's wheat. The Torah just says it's aser. It's aser. Was I mazik you directly? Did I take a fire and burn down your wheat? No. Say many of the mefarshim, the reason why you're chayiv to pay is because of garmi. I caused you a loss even though I didn't do a maisa b'yadayim. Over here, according to the Ritva, the reason why I'm chayiv is because, not because the Torah says I have to pay kasher zama. The reason that I'm chayiv to pay is because of garmi. Is because of garmi. If that's so, it's not because of kasher zama. Not because of kasher zama. It's a separate halacha of causing damage called garmi. Let's continue on. And the proof of it, Aaron, is that it all depends on whether Reuven has the money available from Shimon. In other words, whether it's possible for Shimon to pay or not. If Shimon could simply give him the money back, so then they don't have to pay. If it was Halacha and Kasher Zaman, that's not relevant at all. It's only a question of whether there was a result in loss of money. So Alts Garmi says a Ritva, you have to pay. Now, in the footnotes, they ask, on this Ritva, they ask, wait a second. If you look in the Ramban does not say that you have to pay because of Garmi. What did the Ramban say? The Ramban said when it comes to Mamonos, it's based on Kasher Zaman. V'gam Kasher Osa. I, Rabosai, the Torah says Kasher Zaman below Kasher Osa. Harguena Rogin. What's the Ramban assuming? What's the answer to that question? That only applies to Dine Nefashos. Maybe Malchus. That we discussed already. That's in the rear view mirror. We discussed whether it applies to Malchus or not. But when it comes to Mamonos, there we say Kasher's on the Kasher also. Why? So we already had Svaris. Those are some of the Kamad Abdal. It's Efshar Bechazara. We already had Svaris. So the Ramban's not wild. And the Achronim are bothered. So why did the Ritva say that you're Chayiv Altskar me? The reason why you're Chayiv is because Kasher's on them. I, it's Asa. No! Kasher Zaman, the Gam Kasher Asa. I, there's Xeris HaKos of Kasher Zaman, lo Kasher Asa. No! Onchim Min Adin. I ain't Onchim Min Adin. That's only by Mamon. That's only by Misa, not by Mamon. All I'm doing now, all of the words I just said, should all already be clear from the past. Daniel's Baruch Hashem nodding his head. All this, all as long as you did a basic Chazara, these points should all be clear. So the Ritva, many are bothered, is difficult. At the end of the day, why did he bring up the idea of Garmi? And, oh, right. Oh, so I think it's no cash on the Ritva. Eitan, you tell me if this is what you wanted to say. The Chura, it's not a cash at all at the Ritva. Well, let me put it this way. Is there a stira in the Ramban? Did the Ramban say two different reasons you're chayiv mamon? Are you chayiv mamon because of kasher asa, that you're chayiv mamon? And then he says you're chayiv in garmi. Is there a stira in the Ramban? What's the answer to that question, Eitan?
The Ritva later says that...
I know the Ritva later. I didn't get there.
So you only hold zaman below asa. He says that by Mamon also, like Nehargin, it's only Kasher Zaman
good.
Asa. And the only reason that you're Chayav, there's no Asa, the only reason you're Chayav here, in this case, is because of Garmi, not because of Asa.
Very
only because of Garmi.
You're saying well in the Ritva. First, let me say in the Ramban, but you're in the right direction. The Pshat in the Ramban is the following. The Ramban holds that Allah is, we say Kasher Zaman, Megam Kasher Asa for a few of Mamon. Then why did he bring up Garmi? You don't need Garmi. So you answer the question. If you worked on this Ramban, if you were Amel today, then you most definitely should be able to answer the question. How do you explain Parsha Pshat in the Ramban? Yes, Adam? He equates them? Then I have a Kasha. Then why did you bring up Garmi? Your Chayiv Kasha is on the Kasha Rasa. Now, Reb Zev, we can't hold the boys accountable because I don't remember what I wrote early in the morning, but I don't think I started the Ramban, right? I just started a Ritva. So I can't hold the boys accountable. But if you read over the Ramban, the answer to the question is what, Aaron?
Without Garmi, they wouldn't be chayiv to pay. So obviously,
no, but you have Kasher Asa, you should be chayiv to pay.
He wouldn't need to say Garmi if they would have been chayiv under Pasha's Kasher Asa. The fact that he wrote Garmi shows that they're only chayiv to pay under.
Why? But he should be chayiv out Kasher Asa.
He holds that he must obviously hold an exercise of the Efshar B'Chazara.
How do you see that in the words of the Rabban? He says the exact opposite. Aaron, you don't have Parshup Shat. You can't read the Ramban. You can't read the Ramban. You thought you could, but you can't. What? So let's read it together. Let's read it together from the beginning to the end.
Am I reading?
Yeah, you're reading. You think you have Pshat.
Just tell us that if you don't, that even if you don't pay, then you still that you have to pay. But however, regarding if you don't pay, you don't have to pay if you admit it on it. Klaimar, she'im amru
Uzamnu.
Uzamnu is an im shaman al api shishilem al pihem. That if you get if they say that you were zoomed in this basin, you don't have to get pay on that. But if you were to admit on it, you for sure have to pay. Why?
Here's my question. The Ramban holds if you have imanu yisen when Yisachar and Zilun say Imanu Yisem on Ruvain and Shimon. And we're talking, and already Ruvain paid Shimon. Yisachar and Zilun had say Imanu Yisem on Sumi on Yosef and Binyamin. And Ruvain already paid Shimon. Do Yosef and Binyamin have to pay? Do Yosef and Binyamin have to pay? According to Ramban.
Yes.
Why?
So
here, I see why you say that.
But my kasha to you is Aaron, that he said above.
He just said
Shem Shomu E Meshale Lav Lememra Elolomar She'af Alpo Yishalo Shomu Meshale.
But of course, Umiu Kimin to Lachosh. Of course, Shem Shomu, they would be Meshale.
Yes.
The Rabban says black on white that, like the Rambam, that if there was Asa, they still have to pay. Like Tosas, why? Presumably because of Afshir Bechazara. So I ask, if that's so then why? You're right, at the end he says Dina de Garmi. But why does he say Dina de Garmi?
In order to cover both cases.
But we already know that you have to pay.
In order to cover both cases. Because right now, let's just assume he goes with the Svara of Tosas of Afshir Bechazara. Afshir Bechazara only helps us out on half a case. It only helps us out on a case where it's actually Efshir Bechazara, but the Ramban just said a klal. He said that that in all cases you always have to pay. So there's another situation of where it was actually kasher also, where it wasn't Efshir Bechazara. So
why would
Efshir Bechazara not work in that case?
You have a case where it's not Efshir Bechazara? Mamanos is Efshir Bechazara.
So it has to be yes. Dina de Garmi can only apply in a case where it's not Efshir Bechazara. Because if it's Efshir Bechazara, they wouldn't actually have made him lose anything. So when he says Dina de Garmi, it's in order to cover both sides of the argument. To cover an argument where it's not, where it is Efshir Bechazara, that's
explain to me where it will be law Efshir Bechazara.
The guy goes broke. How are you supposed to return money? You're broke.
And that's what he means to say when he says
Dina de Garmi.
Wait. I'm trying to understand. You're saying that Reuven had to pay Shimon. Reuven paid Shimon. Right?
Yes.
And now Shimon has what? Shimon has to pay Reuven back. Shimon doesn't have the money. And then Reuven, you're saying Yosef and Binyamin have to pay Mishalshim the Mammon, Michal's favorite sugya, Mishalshim the Mammon, so Yosef and Binyamin are going to have to pay back. How much according to Mishalshim the Mammon does he have to pay back? How do Yosef and Binyamin divide the Kasher Zaman? Equally, 50-50. So he pays 15, he pays 50. So that, you're Chayiv Alt Kasher Zaman. You're going to be Chayiv Alt Kasher Zaman. So then, I don't understand what's your case of Dina de Garmi still.
I don't care
whether Shimon doesn't have the money. Aaron, you thought you had Shimon.
No, if you don't have the money, how can you be Efshir Bechazara? If you're
don't take it personally.
No, but stop. If you're dirt poor, how are you supposed to be Efshir Bechazara? If you're dirt poor, how is it Efshir Bechazara?
Oh, because the guy's dirt poor, then it's
It's not kasher bechazar anymore. So why? So theoretically, then it's kasher asa. Ah, you're chayav kasher asa at the end of the gamri, because now you actually was a hefsed mamon.
You're saying that the Ramban, when he said she'im shilmo eim shalman elom arshavli shilmo mishalman, was talking about a poor person. That's how you're learning the Ramban. It's talking about a poor person, and he doesn't use the words extra bechazara. Doesn't use the words ani. You're adding a lot of words, Aaron. You're adding a lot of words.
The Beisha is Epshe Bechazar, and the Seifa is talking about a case where it's actually Kasher also, where it's a dirt broke guy.
No, it's not the words. Now, in desperation, you're told.
No, it's not. This is exactly what I wrote of Yolan Seder. This is what I said in Seder. Nothing I said now, I didn't say 2 hours ago.
Okay, but it happens to be that I think is incorrect. Maybe I'm disagreeing with Rav Yoel. So here, listen and tell me if you think that there's something a lot more poshut. Okay? Let's see. Maybe there's something a little bit more simple over here. Rev Zeb, what do you want to say?
There's three cases in the Ramban.
Beautiful.
Kasher also, the kasher also, kasher, and then we have a new case where I'm later that I like.
Very.
Which is the third case.
Very. That's the
which
answer.
Which is anytime. Nothing to do with
anything. That's the answer. Most of the Talmidim didn't follow that there's a progression over here in the Ramban. Okay? And what's happening is the following in the Ramban. The Ramban is describing that you have a case of first a kasher asa, and he says in such a case, Eidin Zomen still have to pay. Then the Ramban, why did he begin discussing kasher asa? Because the Ramban thought that people might make a mistake and say, oh, if the Gemara said it's a knas, maybe it's only an instance where the guy didn't pay. So Ramban says, don't make a mistake about that. And he says it's both kasher zama and kasher asa, even though the Gemara emphasized it was a knas where he didn't pay. But the halacha also applies where he paid. Continues the Ramban, and the Ramban says in the case of Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Akiva says that when you're moda, you're going to be patur. Right? If the Eidim Zomim come in, and when they're moda, they're patur. That's true that they're moda patur, outs kasher zomam and outs kasher osa, but they're still going to be chayiv b'toras dina de garmi. Outs garmi they're going to be chayiv. So what the Ramban is talking about in the case of garmi is the next level. He's talking about a case of where, according to Rabbi Akiva, moda beidim zomim is patur. So you would have thought he should be patur in gansin. Kamash Malan, that even though you would say that Moda is Potur, nevertheless, Alts Garmi, he's still going to be Chayiv. Yes?
Two Modas.
Right, there are two different cases. I'm not spelling out that. Okay. Nachon, you're right. You're right. But I'm just spelling out so that the Talmud just make basic sense.
Moda,
but the reason I'm not going through that point is I didn't give them to Harav on Seder, so it's not fair to. Okay?
But the Rich Law is learning.
What's that?
Rich Law only has one case. He's learning the garmi in the Adam's own itself.
Yeah.
In the Ramban.
Oh, very good. So I'm going to continue. Wait. But I think what you're saying is good. That will be miyashiv. I think what you're saying is good. Wait, slow. So Aaron, you read over the Ramban. Just a second. Aaron, if you read over the Ramban, you'll see that you read it incorrectly. And it's okay. I also read it incorrectly the first time. There's nothing wrong to be incorrect the first time. There's nothing wrong to be incorrect the second time. Nothing wrong to be incorrect the third time. Taharim and Taharim and Taharim. Okay, let's continue on. Says the Ritva that the halacha is that when it comes to garmi, this guy is going to be chayiv outs garmi. Now, what's the pella of the Ritva? We would have expected that the Ritva had said that the fellow should be chayiv because of what? We would have expected that the Ritva should have said, like his Rebbe the Ramban, based on the fact that when it comes to Mammon, we also say Kasher Asa, just like Kasher Zama. He doesn't say that. Over here, the Ritva says that if you cause the guy to pay, you have to pay back because of Garmi, just like the Halacha by Klein. Then he continues on, and he says the following. I'm going to skip the Im Tomar because, again, it's not my primary sugya. I want to just cover the basics. He continues on, he says, V'ikam Rabbi Seinu. In the Masada Rav Kook edition, it's the next paragraph. Da'vikashilu, da'filu ki'isa l'memayna, da'hadra l'morit, v'amei m'shalmin, la'ave ki'ilu lo asa ma'isa klal, elazama mulasos, kidamrina, lo hargu ne'erogin. He asks that there were Rabbi Seinu that were bothered. Why is it that we say that the halacha is that if the mammon exists, then he simply returns it? Why don't we say it's zamulasos? Because the money is efshar b'chazara.
He's asking
Pshat
to explain
Pshat
or
Rabbanu, or
they're saying their own kasha.
He's asking his own kasha. Wait. He's quoting the Rabbi Seinu. Venerally, let me finish. Dalesa, demidin azama lo chayvu akosav, ela bishalo asu maisa klal, ukedechsiv kasha zama velo kasha asa kidekaimalon, v'chol sheshilem ze kasha asahu. Now, the Ritva himself posits a position that is going to be different than what we saw in the Ramban. And the Ritva says like this. The Ritva says that the halacha of kasher zamam velo kasher asa applies even by mammon. The Afa Gavi continues on. The time of Darina, Shim Hargueno Rogini, Mipne Sheno Shiminadin. And despite the fact that you have the Shita of Kosas of On Shimidin, the Gabi Mamon On Shiminadin, and by Mamon you should say On Shiminadin, like who said, like Tosas in the Bava Kama, Mikal Makum Lochil Katora, the Torah didn't differentiate. Vikivan the Gabi Tatola, Kaimalan Kashizoman below Kasharasa. And since when it comes to Misa, we say Kashazam, lo Kasharasa, hu adin l'inyan mamon, the same thing would apply to money. Afagavet dahavi bedin, haduri she'ein ha-pasuk pirish l'tzadim. He says, you can't divide the pasuk. The Ritva disagrees with almost all the Rishonim we've had up until now. And he says that once the Gemara says har guayne rogin and learns kasher zaman velo kasher asa, it applies to mammon as well. Not like the Ramban. Now, the Ritva agreed with the Ramban that there's halacha garmir, but that's only halacha in garmir, only if the fellow Shimon didn't have the money. But in terms of the halacha of kasher zaman, he disagrees with the Ramban. Now, what's confusing, what confused Aaron and confused others, is the Ritva is taking one part of the Ramban and he's disagreeing with another part of the Ramban. The Ritva is taking the yesod of the Ramban that we say the halacha of Garmi. He takes that part of the Ramban. On the other hand, he does not go with the Ramban, because the Ramban said that we say kasher zaman v'gam kasher also when it comes to mama. Here, the Ritva says no. We apply across the board kasher zaman v'lo kasher asa. And once we have the yesod by ktala, there's no reason to separate the two parshias. Right now, I don't have a great lomdus in the machlokas. I don't have a great lomdus. I'm not sure why it is that the Ramban said that you look at the psukim that you could divide it, while the Ritva says you can't divide it. However, this is the yesod, that the Ritva says once we say kasher zaman velo kasher asa, we're going to apply it to dinei mamonos. Maybe we will have a yesod in a moment. Maybe we'll have a yesod. But right now, it's just a question of whether you could differentiate between mamon and the other things. One last point from the Ritva. Okay, Eitan, I didn't let you talk for a while. Go ahead.
The Ritva in the next line says, V'hafa Ramban zal, v'gam betosu shamru kedvara b'zeh, lo chayvu le'edim v'shinase masa ele megini digarmi. Meaning he reads that the Ramban, b'feirish, doesn't hold kasher asa. Rather, the whole reason that he says, in this case, your chayv is because of garmi.
I understand what you're bothered by. I understand what you're bothered by. Clearly what we're saying is what we have in the Ramban in front of us. That's clear, that's the pshat in the Ramban in front of us. When I came into Shir, I thought that the Ritva had a different, I understood as you were driving at, that the Ritva had a different understanding of the Ramban. I agree. I'm being masver what's the Ramban in front of us. Maybe the Ritva had something else. But I think the way we're masver in the Ramban is mufurish. I suspect that the answer in the question revolves around this confusion of the girsos. Lo chayivu le'edim, for the way we have the Ramban, I would say lo chayivu le'edim, I would have liked that it should say kishemode, or something like that. There's a confusion in the girsos. Here it says lo chayivu le'edim ho'elu shasu ma'aseim, or bishanasu ma'ase. According to the way the Ramban that we have in front of us, if this line was only by Modeh, then everything would be smooth. But you're right. The words that we have in front of us from the Ritva sounds like the Ritva was understanding the Ramban in both instances. But there are other Rishonim that already quoted the Ramban the way we presented the Ramban. But Eina Chinami, in the Ritva, you're right. That Eitan is pointing out, I could say in one very simple sentence, Eitan is pointing out that the simple reading of the Ritva is that the Ritva held the Ramban learned like him as well, which is not the Ramban that we have. It's clearly not the Ramban that we have in front of us. Okay. One last point. And maybe this will be Megadah a little bit of what the Machlokis is over here before we go on in the Gemara. The Ritva continues, and we call Malkom Nirin min Advar Me'elu. Rabosai, what's the Ritva bothered by over here? Did you get all this? Get all the way here in the Ritva? Get this far? No. Says the Ritva like this. I'm wondering if the Talmidim didn't get this far. On the other hand, I want to move on. So I'll tell you. It's not ideal. It's not ideal that you didn't see it beforehand on your own. But let me finish off. Rabosai. According to the Ramban, who say that when it comes to Mamonos, we say Kasher also. So then in such a case, according to them, what would the halacha be in regards to the nemonus of the Eidim? They're believed. Even if it's kasher also, right? Yisachar and Zevulun have told us that what Yosef and Binyamin have said is entirely false. What about in the case of where we say kasher zaman velo kasher also? If it's kasher asa, then do we evoke the rules that Yisachar and Zvulun wanted to create? The answer is no, we don't do that. Asks the Ritva, I see I lost the time. I'm going to stop. The Ritva has a fantastic kasha on this, but my radar tells me that Talmidim are not following this Nakuda. So we're going to stop with this. Any of the Talmidim that want to discuss this Hemshech of the Ritva, it'll be my pleasure to discuss it with you. My radar tells me that because most of the Talmidim didn't do it, they didn't follow this last Nakuda. Chaval, there's a lot to add to this, but you got to go with supply and demand. I can't do what I want to do. I have to do with where the Talmidim are up to. Let's Be'ezer Hashem start the next Gemara. The Gemara continues. Chayvei Malkius Minayim. What's the Gemara asking when the Gemara asks Chayvei Malkius Minayim? Yes, Mordechai Yaakov?
What's the source of the letter that Chayvei Malkius, they only get the punishment, they need to mean only the punishment that the Gemara did?
Very good. Rashi explains, the Gemara is asking Chayvei Malkius Minayim, Amas Nisen Koi. By the way, tomorrow we're going to see that there are other Rishonim who learn differently. Amas Nisen Koi, it's going on in Mishnah. The Omar Ein Osin Din Hazama Achi Gomar Din. That says that the Parsha Hazama only applies when it comes to Gomar Din. The Yalaflo Mi Nefesh Benefesh, the Mishtoi Bechaive Misas, Chaive Malkius Minolan, Heidu Shechaive Malkius Vuzmu Minolan Dein Lokin, Elim Kang Nigmar Din Tchilapim. Maybe even if there wasn't a Gomar Din, once Yosef and Minyamin testified falsely, they should be punished Kashi Zama. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you. Tell you what the Mekor is. Talmud Omer Rasha Rasha. What's this Rasha Rasha? So we had it on Amud Aleph. We had the Gzereshav of Rasha Rasha. That Gemara says, by the way, we didn't do this. This is Michal's favorite Gemara. Rasha b'chayve misas, asher hu rasha lamus, on the top, second narrow line, him and Aleph. It says by chayve misas, asher rasha malamus, and says by chayve malkius, im bin hakos harasha. And just like the halacha is, that when it comes to chayve misas bezdin, the only time we say it is that if there was a gmar din, so too, when it comes to Chayvei Malkius. How do we know it? By Chayvei Misas Bezdin. That we had in our Mishnah. That we learned from Nefesh B'Nefesh. Okay. I want to share with you, I may be in the oven for 1 minute, and I'm going to go on. The Gemara asks Chayvei Malkius Minalon, and we're about to see Gemara asks Chayvei Golius Minalon. What's the case of Chayvei Malkius? How would you be Masber Chayvei Malkius? What's the case of Chayvei Malkius? What's that case? That means that I'm made against somebody that he's Chayv Malkius. According to the Rambam, Lufi Lepnei Yoshua, Chayvei Malkius in the Rambam was talking about all cases of Losane. That's how we learned in our Sugya. That's how Pnei Yeshua explained the Rambam in our Sugya. Then there shouldn't be a separate category of Chayvei Malkius. Because according to Pnei Yeshua and the Minchas Chinuch, every single case, both Misa and Mammon and everything, is all going to be Chayvei Malkius. That was on Meivin Yavin. I see a couple Talmidim followed me. Most didn't. Now everybody should be able to follow. Gemara continues. Chayvei Golios Minolan. If you did Chazara, you'd be able to follow me. So I'm just, this is my way of figuring out who did Chazara and who didn't do Chazara. The Gemara now asks, Chayve Golios Minolan. Now we're going to get into the core sugya. What's the case? Now everybody can jump in, you'll be able to follow everything. Chayve Golios Minolan. What's the case of Chayve Golios? Yes, Daniel?
They're made that he's supposed to go to Golos, so they get Kasha Zaman.
Exactly. They're made that he's Chayve to go to Golos, that he killed the Shogun. So what's the Gemara's answer? Chayve Golios Minolan. Gemara answers that the Makar is Asya Rotseach Rotseach. We learn out that when it comes to Rotseach, we said above Nefesh B'Nefesh, and also when it comes over here to Chayve Golios, there also is the Pasuk of Rotseach. Now let's take a look at Rashi. So here we learn the Makar for Gemara. For the next day, we're going to be focusing on this Rashi. Says Rashi, Chayiv Golos Minolim, Heidu Shechayiv Golos, Behuzmu. Utnan bimasnisin sofeg esar boin. Minola. Achi gomardin. How do we know for gomardin? Dahani velomidin kashazaman kamis rabbi. Lo asimalkis didum exer shava de rasha rasha. Rabosai. If you weren't, you didn't do the whole ritva, then you were working on this Rashi. What did Rashi just say over here? What's Rashi bringing out? What's Rashi bothered by? Dimar Maskel Chayvin Golius. Yes, Josh.
Rashi's answering a question we might ask: why isn't this included in the Gezeirah Shava Rasha Rasha?
Why?
Because,
why should it be included?
Because the Chayvin Golius gets Makos.
Oh. What are you talking about? Chayvin Golius is a separate cash? Is a separate category? Is Chayvin Golius a separate category of Malkus? So what do we have? Again, Beis Amid Aleph. Says the Mishnah Beis Amid Aleph, Kevzayim Nasim Zomim, Me'idin on a Bishpon, Sheben Gusha Ben Chalutza, and then the Mishnah says, Me'idin on a Boshu Chayiv Golos. He gets Malkus. So what's the separate Kasha of Chayiv Golos? Why is that a separate Kasha? Chayiv Golos we already took care of through Chayiv Malkus. Rabosai, no Jew is going to be left behind. We're starting a new sugya. Some Talmidim got a little bit stuck in the Ritva and the Ramban. But everybody now can jump in. Is there anybody that doesn't understand what Rashi's bothered by in Pshat in the Gemara? We're going to be spending the next day, at least, struggling with this issue. Does anybody not understand? Could anybody not read every single letter in Rashi? Every single letter. Yes?
I have a separate question related to this.
I'm not asking a separate question. I'm asking, is there anybody who can't read the Rashi? Or is there anybody who doesn't understand what Rashi's kasha is? You? Go ahead.
I don't understand why would Rashi think that he would compare that if in the Mishnah is not talking about a case where the Amir is testifying about his Chayav Malkus, they're testifying about cases where you can't say Kasher is a Malkus. I don't understand, how are we connecting it to...
Okay, very good. It's not that you're not understanding, you're saying well. Chazal and Mordechai Yaakov, wants to give an answer to Rashi's question. He says no. That's not a case of Chayve Malchus. That's a case of Chayve Golos. So I respond to you. I'm just fleshing out shop. There's nothing to write down in your notebook yet. But I respond to you and I say, no. The Onish is Malchus. That's Chayve Malchus. He's asking a good question.
You did X, you did Malchus.
And I'm asking, and Rashi's asking why. Rashi's asking why, at the end of the day, this is a punishment of Chayvei Malkus. Why are you right? Why are you right?
Well, why are we picking up a case of Chayvei Golios, not Ben Gersha, Ben Chalutza?
That Rashi, right now, is Lav Dafka. He's asking a separate question, nice question. Why don't we say that that's a case of Ben Gersha, Ben Chalutza? That's a nice kasha. Okay. Yes, Eitan?
He's right. With the reason the Rashi gave, the Gzera Shav is only for the testimony itself, however, for the punishment, that's not the Gzeirah Shavah. Therefore, you need the special one. That's exactly what he was just saying. That the Gzeirah Shavah of Rasha Rasha is only when you're made that...
Why? Why?
It's only on the Nidon.
Oh, so that's what Rashi says. That's not going to be partial. Okay, let's take a look. So that's what Rashi's bothered by. Rashi's bothered when he says Dahani, he's bothered by Akasha. This you should write down in your notebook. The Rashi's bothered by Akasha. Dahani... Since we're not learning out from the din of Kasha Zama, lo osi malchus didu migzer shava de Rasha Rasha. For some reason, Rashi claims you can't apply it to the case of Chayvei Malkus. Chayvei Malkus, we learn out Rasha Rasha. That it says v'hayim binakos haRasha. That we tell you that they give the guy Malkus. And so too, when it comes to Chayvei Misos, it says Asher Hu Rosh Alomus. So then we learn out the halachas of Gemara Din one from the other. However, over here, we're not going to learn the halacha of Gemara Din one from the other. Why? Dehani Hol Velamidin Kashas Am Kamis Rabbi. Ho'ol v'lo asim malkus v'dum gzeir shav d'rasha rasha. You can't learn out. D'me'ahu lo yalfinan. Because from this pasuk, what's this? D'me'ahu, I'm spelling out every word now. It's no longer a ritva on that base. I'm spelling out, there's a rashi on our block. That means you have to be able to read every word. Who could explain me? D'me'ahu lo yalfinan. What's me'ahu lo yalfinan going on? The Gzer Shava Rasha Rasha, that means the Pasuk of Ahayim bin Akosa Rasha with Asher Rasha Lomus, Asheru Rasha Lomus. Dimehu lo yafinan ela edim zomin, shir shiu anidan lilkos. Let's take out Misa like the Marsha. Dahai Rasha Rasha benidonim ksiv. So Rashi answers the question on himself. He says, I, by Chai Vigolius, the Onish is Malkus. How did Rashi answer that question? What's the answer to that? You tell me. That we're only talking about, it's really what Mordechai Yaakov was saying. Question is why? Like you said, that Rashi's saying that that Gzeirah Shavah is only talking about where you're testifying against somebody who's Chayav Malchus. Not talking about a case where you're testifying against someone who's being Chayav Golos. So Golos needs a separate Makar. Rotzeach, Rotzeach. Rabbozai, Shalom al Yisrael. Is it Shalom al Yisrael? I already feel like we're getting weak again, where I think we're going to wrap up Shir in a couple of days. I'll start a small Chabura again. Sit down by the table. Not feeling a fire here. No? There's a hard ritva. No, what should bother you? I see a guy's missing. It's already, what's the end of his man already? Yeah, what's going on here? Does Rashi make sense to you? Go ahead, Ami.
Can we learn on Malkius from Rotzeach Rotzeach?
What's that?
Can we learn on Malkius from Rotzeach Rotzeach?
No, because that pasuk is not talking about Malkius. That pasuk is talking about someone who killed Bashoget.
But somebody who gets Malkius also.
Okay, but that's not the case. I mean, that's not the case. I think the a stronger question would be in another direction. Yes, Josh?
The Pasakim Bim HaKos Rasha might be referring to Edom Zomim, like the Remez we saw on Bet on the Bet.
Okay, but not the Josh, us from Vancouver, sometimes people take advantage of us because we're too nice. Don't be too nice over here. Ask it strong.
Rashi's saying...
You're going to the big city next year. You're going to Toronto. So you gotta... ask it strong.
Rashi's saying the pasuk. Rashi's saying the pasuk's referring to the Nidon. Right. I already said in Daf Bet on Bet, the pasuk's referring to the Edom Zomim themselves, Joseph and Binyamin.
Oh, very good. Ask Josh like this. Rashi's against the Beverish and Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Beis on the Beis. Everybody, look at this, because this is going to be one of our focuses tomorrow. One of our primary focuses. Zot the Heilige Gemara. El remez leim zon shalokim atar minayin dichsiv v'tzdiku es atzadik v'yeshivas harasha v'ayim bin akos harasha mishum v'tzdiku es atzadik v'yeshivas harasha v'ayim bin akos harasha el eidim sheshivu es atzadik v'osu eidim achrenim v'tzdiku es atzadik d'mei kara. There was a particular case that there was someone who was a tzadik and Rishon came along and they were marish to them. Then v'ha'yoyim bin akosa rasha. Then there's a case you give them malchus. Now, what's that case? What's that case? If that's talking about a regular case that I was made that this fellow did naveira, that he's chayiv malchus for it, and he laughed. So then I don't need a pasuk v'ha'yoyim bin akosa rasha. Then I don't need a lav for it. Why? Because that's as I see some of kashas on masas lachiv. Spell out all the Rishonim chat in the Gemara. The Gemara is being mazgir the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amin Aleph. And the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amin Aleph told us what? The Mishnah on Daf Beis Amin Aleph told us that Chai Ve'Golis go to Golos? No! They eat them zomen. They get malchus. If that's so, what Rashi said is incorrect. That pasuk, it's tikkas atzadi v'sirah shalav, v'hayim bin akos ha-rasha, is talking about chayvei malchus. It is! But not the classic chayvei malchus. Chayvei malchus of chayvei golius. So Rashi is difficult. So Rabosai, read over the Rashi well. Go over the Gemara and that Beis on the Beis well. And then we'll Be'ezer Hashem be ready to roar tomorrow. Let us do an important halacha, Be'ezer Hashem, 4 minutes.